From the Heart, September 23. Simple Faith Rewarded. All this assembly shall know that the Lord does not save with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and He will give you into our hands. What an inspiration of courage and lofty faith was displayed by the simple shepherd before the armies of the Israelites and the Philistines. There was a ring of fearlessness in his tone, a look of triumph and rejoicing upon his fair countenance. As David's rich voice uttered the words of trust and triumph, the anger of Goliath was roused to the very highest heat. In his rage, he pushed up the helmet that protected him. In his rage, he pushed up the helmet that protected his forehead and rushed with determined hatred to wreak vengeance upon his opponent. The son of Jesse was preparing for his foe. Both armies were watching with the most intense interest. And it came to pass, when the Philistine arose, and came and drew nigh to meet David, that David hasted and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. And David put his hand in his bag, and took thence a stone, and slang it, and smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth. Amazement spread along the lines of the two armies. They had been confident that David would be slain, but when the stone went whizzing through the air, straight to the mark, they saw the mighty warrior tremble and reach forth his hands as if he were struck with sudden blindness. The giant reeled and staggered and fell prostrate to the ground. David did not wait an instant. He knew not that life was extinct. He sprang upon the prostrate form of the Philistine, and with both hands he laid hold of Goliath's heavy sword. A moment before, the giant had flourished it before the face of David with the boast that he would sever the youth's head from his shoulders and give his body to the fowls of the air. Now it served to work the will of the servant of God. It was lifted in the air, and then the head of the boaster rolled from his trunk, and a shout of exultation went up from the camp of Israel. The Philistines were smitten with terror. They knew that the day was lost. In horror and confusion, they began an irregular retreat. The triumphant Hebrews rushed after their retreating enemies, and they pursued the Philistines until thou come to the valley and to the gates of Ekron. And David took the head of the Philistine and brought it to Jerusalem, but he put his armor in his tent.